Let's open our Bibles today to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and we're going to put our finger on verse 4. Let's go. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Well, we are on episode 40, and today we continue to talk about blood covenant and the one new man. In this verse-by-verse commentary in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we learned our last time that the word tabernacle literally means a tent of covenant. Isn't that good? Everything in this tent, or the habitation of the fullness of God with us, represents covenant. We learned that in this tent of covenant, there are three things that reveal God's will in heaven. These are the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Yet there are three things that reveal God's will in the earth, and that is blood, water, and spirit. So in this tabernacle, we see the elements of blood covenant on earth as it is in heaven. And it's there that we are made one. In the elements of blood covenant, we're born into God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And these elements of blood covenant calls us to be upheld in truth, but leaving us in a place where there's nothing between, where we are one whole church, the redeemed, the triumphant, the glorious church. There's nothing between us. We are a brand new living creature. So here Paul says we groan. I love this word groan. I have studied it for many years in my life. And as I continue to study this, I learn that this word groan, which is described in the Greek, also means to pray inaudibly. Whoever thought that there would be all manner of prayers that is mentioned, and one of them would be the type of prayer that is inaudible. I find myself in that stance more than I have ever found before, because in this tent of blood covenant, praying inaudible is often creating with God. And that's what I love about this verse. Paul says not to be unclothed or to be in a place or to be in a place that is unclothed, which means divided. But to be in a place that's constantly clothed upon. And then he gives us the law in which he's clothed upon. Life. To be swallowed up in life. That there is a sinking down into in order that life would fill in the fullness of who we are. Isn't that good? Jesus came clothed, dipped in blood from on high. That's out of the book of Revelation. So, what we're clothed with is life, or the elements of blood covenant. Going back to this word groan, it not only means to pray inaudibly, but it means to be positioned and established in a firm foundation, in a narrow place. And it means to stand in such a place where you are kept as one. It talks about not only being kept as one, but in this safe place, it's a sound place. It is a place that is steadfast in your mind. One that is unbreakable. One that is unmovable. And I love all of these descriptions because this word, one word, groan, talks about the characteristics of what it's like for a disciple who knows the secret of walking in one mind and one accord. It's through blood covenant of the simple acknowledgement that our heart is positioned in God's rest. And at the same time, our mind is positioned in God's rest. And at the same time, our body is positioned in God's rest, because in this place of rest, the elements of blood covenant are free to flow inwardly. And as we're filled inwardly, we eventually become positioned outwardly with life, because it's a place of overflow. That's what it means to groan. That's what it means to pray inaudibly, to stand ready, to be affirmed, to be sustained and established in the elements of blood covenant. And it's in that place where Paul says it's a tabernacle of covenant, where we are established spirit, soul, and body in unbroken fellowship. If I had to make this scripture simplified so that everyone could understand it, then it is understanding the foundation of blood covenant. Isn't that good? I think it's wonderful. It's what we literally desire the most in our life of discipleship. And because of that, it is a set place. It's a place where we lay our hearts, our spirit, our soul, our body in a position of rest where we lay down. I love Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He causes me to lay down in green pastures. It's a posture of the inward life of being one with God in blood covenant of rest. And in that place, we become established. In that place, we sink down into. So often we have heard the Psalms 23, and there's so many mysteries that are full in that. That's why I love to purposefully take scriptures that we all know and love and study them from the viewpoint of blood covenant. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He causes me to lay down or sink deeper into places of rest. He leads me beside still waters or blood, water, spirit. What is water? It's when the life of the Father is revealed. It's an extension of that place of rest where the Father reveals Himself in life. He leads me to lay down, sink down deeper in waters of life, blood covenant, the secrets of blood covenant, so that the Father will be revealed, stillness in paths of righteousness. Blood covenant is the course. In this tabernacle we groan. It's the course to be established in blood covenant as one with God in purpose. To know God through blood covenant. Listen, if God's will is revealed through blood, water, and spirit, 1 John 5, we did a verse by verse commentary on everything that He does in the earth through Christ in us, then that should be our main goal. That should be our bullseye. That should be our place of focus, of purpose. And look at that. We're out of time already. I pray today has been a blessing to you. I'm going to come back come with an announcement in just a moment. Let's listen in. I just want to take a time to give a special thanks to those who listen to these podcasts. And I want to invite you to put your finger on wherever you're hearing from this and literally bookmark this place, showing your place of agreement in blood covenant with God and His Word, showing your place of agreement with your desire to grow in the elements of life. Well, again, thank you for listening in today. If you have any prayer requests, you can leave your comments wherever you hear this from today. In Jesus' name, amen.